Lesson 5. What is God's purpose for the earth? Question 1. Why did God create the earth? Jehovah gave the earth to men and women. It is our home. Therefore, the first human couple, Adam and Eve, were not created to populate the heavens. God had already created angels to live in heaven. Rather, God took the first man and settled him in a delightful paradise called the Garden of Eden. Jehovah gave him and his future offspring the prospect of enjoying life without end on earth.
Psalm 37:29 reads, "The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it." Chapter 115, verse 16 reads, "As for the heavens, they belong to Jehovah, but the earth he has given to the sons of men."
Originally, only the Garden of Eden was a paradise. The first human couple were to fill the earth with their offspring. In time, they were to subdue the entire globe and make it a paradise. The earth will never be destroyed. It will always be mankind's home.
Psalm 104:5 reads, "He has established the earth on its foundations. It will not be moved from its place forever and ever."
Question 2. Why is the earth not a paradise now? Adam and Eve disobeyed God, so Jehovah put them out of the garden. Paradise was lost, and no man has succeeded in restoring it. The Bible says, "The earth has been handed over to the wicked." Job 9:24.
Genesis 3:23 and 24 reads, "With that, Jehovah God expelled him from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he had been taken. So he drove the man out, and he posted at the east of the Garden of Eden the cherubs and the flaming blade of a sword that was turning continuously to guard the way to the tree of life."
Has Jehovah abandoned his original purpose for mankind? No. He is almighty. He cannot fail. He will restore the human race to the way he meant it to be.
Psalm 37:11 reads, "But the meek will possess the earth, and they will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace." Verse 34 reads, "Hope in Jehovah and follow his way, and he will exalt you to take possession of the earth. When the wicked are done away with, you will see it."
Question 3. How will paradise be restored? Paradise will be restored on earth during Jesus' rule as God's king. In a battle called Armageddon, Jesus will lead God's angels and destroy all who oppose God. Then Jesus will imprison Satan for 1,000 years. God's people will survive the destruction because Jesus will guide and protect them. They will enjoy everlasting life in paradise on earth.
Revelation 20:1 through 3 reads, "And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven with the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, the original serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he hurled him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not mislead the nations any more until the 1,000 years were ended. After this, he must be released for a little while." Chapter 21, verses 3 and 4 read, "With that I heard a loud voice from the throne say, 'Look, the tent of God is with mankind, and he will reside with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away."
Question 4. When will suffering end? When will God bring an end to evil on earth? Jesus gave a sign to indicate when the end would be near. Present world conditions threaten man's survival and show that we now live in the conclusion of the system of things.
Matthew 24:3 reads, While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your presence and of the conclusion of the system of things? Verses 7-14 read, For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be food shortages and earthquakes in one place after another. All these things are a beginning of pangs of distress. Then people will hand you over to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all the nations on account of my name. Then, too, many will be stumbled, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and mislead many. And because of the increasing of lawlessness, the love of the greater number will grow cold. But the one who has endured to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth for a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Verses 21-22 read, For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the world's beginning until now, no, nor will occur again. In fact, unless those days were cut short, no flesh would be saved. But on account of the chosen ones, those days will be cut short.
During Jesus' 1,000-year rule from heaven over the earth, he will bring all suffering to an end. Besides serving as king, Jesus will act as high priest and will cancel the sins of those who love God. Thus, by means of Jesus, God will eliminate sickness, aging, and death.
Isaiah 25:8 reads, He will swallow up death forever, and the sovereign Lord Jehovah will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for Jehovah himself has spoken it. Chapter 33:24 reads, And no resident will say, I am sick. The people dwelling in the land will be pardoned for their error.
Question 5. Who will live in the future paradise? People who obey God will live in paradise. Jesus sent his followers to search for meek people and to teach them how to become acceptable to God. Today, Jehovah is preparing millions of people for life in the future paradise on earth. At Kingdom Halls of Jehovah's Witnesses, people learn to be better husbands and fathers, and to be better wives and mothers. Children and parents worship together and learn how to benefit from the good news.
Micah 4:1-4 reads, In the final part of the days, the mountain of the house of Jehovah will become firmly established above the top of the mountains, and it will be raised up above the hills. And to it peoples will stream. And many nations will go and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah and to the house of the God of Jacob. He will instruct us about his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For law will go out of Zion, and the word of Jehovah out of Jerusalem. He will render judgment among many peoples, and set matters straight respecting mighty nations far away. They will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning shears. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, nor will they learn war any more. They will sit, each one under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the mouth of Jehovah of armies has spoken.